You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. In Play Radio, from a 40-20 to winners aplenty. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome along to the Rugby League podcast. We're going to look ahead to another week in the Super League. And joining me, Mark Walton, on the line is Paul Redhead, who's part of Serious About Rugby League. How are you, Paul?
Very well, Mark. How's yourself?
Yeah, good, thank you. Well, I was good until last week when Leeds were pretty poor against Warrington, weren't they? But Warrington, very solid again. They seem to have this hoodoo over Leeds this season.
Yeah, they've done the double over them. There's only one team beating Leeds, and that's Warrington, yeah. Mind you, Warrington were very impressive. Leeds just didn't get going, did they? But especially the forwards, Warrington, Ashton Sins finally really come good for Warrington last week. And someone that we predicted would get better and better was Darrell Clark, and he really seems to be finding his feet at Warrington now. I felt a bit sorry for him at early doors because, I mean, he's followed the club legend, hasn't he, into the club. Michael Monaghan was an absolute legend at Warrington. At Mount Time, the Challenge Cup, I think he got the Lance Todd 1 year. And it's really hard when you follow a true club hero like that. He took his position in the side. He's followed right in his footsteps. But seems to be he's dealing with it now. And Warrington have found out how he likes to play.
Yeah, he really stepped up, didn't he? He got man of the match, I think, didn't he, as well? So.
Yeah, cracking. I mean, like, see, he plays a different way to Monaghan, really. But I think that now they've both got used to each other now. And I'd watch one of the match games in future. I'd keep an eye on Darrell Clark now, definitely.
Yeah, looks to be finding his feet. What it has done is it's kind of brought the top end of the table back together a little bit. Leeds only 4 points clear of Saints now, who won last week as well. Wigan also winning, and Huddersfield, Warrington and Castleford all in behind there on 12 points. So it's tightened up a bit, hasn't it?
It really has. I mean, it's all the way down. I think one of the news features, I think Salford trying to postpone the game against Hull on tomorrow. They've got so many injuries, but I mean, obviously five of them are suspended, I think, and so that's probably where they get no sympathy. But if you look at the table now, you get Hull KR at ninth, which would fall into the middle eight split for relegation. And then, if they win the game in hand, they would go joint fourth with Huddersfield. And the fourth place would get you into the playoffs. The top four would be the semi-final to shoot out for Old Trafford. That's how tight it is between ninth and fourth. There's 2 points difference. And like I said, the team currently in ninth actually have a game in hand. It's unbelievably tight.
It is. It's very tight. All very, very entertaining as well, I'm sure, over the next few weeks. A bit of other news as well to talk about. A bit of sad news as well. Lance Ahai is quit, hasn't he? Because apparently it's due to the after effects of the Ben Flower incident in the grand final.
Well, I think people are putting two and two together there. Yeah, it's all Saints have come out with a statement just saying that since he's come back from the off-season, we all know what happened. The last thing to happen to him in the previous season was. It's a shame, really, because I think the sport had just started to move on from the grand final incident. It certainly wasn't good for the game. It got us a lot of bad publicity. Obviously, Flower come back 2 weeks ago, so I think we were starting to move on. And obviously now that it's been trawled out in the media all over again. And that, I mean, like I said, we're as guilty as anybody. We're talking off air. We're talking about it now. And I think everyone who talks about the incident and the first thing you saw about Ohio saying he was retiring due to concussion was we think, well, wonder that was relevant to what happened at the grand final. I mean, you know, I certainly hope not. And I think the people are surmising that this could end up in court. And I think that would be terrible for the game, you know, moving forward. You know, if this ended in a lawsuit and, like I say, all this bad blood, that would be dragged out. So, but I think the main thing to think about is let's just hope that Lance is okay and he can enjoy a happy retirement.
Yeah, he's apparently said he's been experiencing recurrent post-match concussion-type symptoms, so it's obviously bad news for him. Hopefully he'll be okay. One other piece of news you want to talk about as well?
Well, just the last one, just this morning, Saints have just announced the signing of Shannon McDonald from the West Tigers. I think people remember him. He played for both Hull clubs in Super League. He's a decent fullback, obviously, with Wellens out for a while, and I think Lomax is out for the season now, isn't he? So obviously they needed cover at fullback, and he was available, so they've gone straight in. Obviously, Ohio going out leaves space for him to bring a new signing in.
Yep, exactly. Okay, well, let's move on to this week's action. We start on Thursday evening with Huddersfield against Leeds. Huddersfield are 13-8 in the betting. The draw is 18-1 and Leeds are 1-2. Huddersfield plus 6 on the handicap at 5-6. The handicap tie is 16-1 and Leeds minus at 6 is even money. It's quite an interesting one, this, really, isn't it? Because it's always a feisty encounter between the two. If Huddersfield win, they put themselves with a real chance of staying in that fourth spot, and Leeds will be wanting to maintain the lead at the top of the league. So how do you see it going?
Well, it's a fascinating game, isn't it? It's always tight between these two. And I'll be honest with you, I think Huddersfield have been a bit of a bogey side for Leeds over the years. I think the last time Leeds actually won in Huddersfield at the Sean Smiths was 2011. So they've done well in this fixture. I think Huddersfield have actually also done well in the reverse fixture at Headingley as well. I think Huddersfield can stay inside the handicap. I certainly do. I think that, you know, Leeds have only lost once on the road all season. I think I'd probably be wanting a bit more than 13-8 to suggest that Huddersfield can actually beat them. But I must admit, I do think that, I think this will be really tight. So I think, you know, I'll probably play a bit safer with the minus 6. I think Huddersfield definitely stay inside that.
Okay. Like you mentioned, Huddersfield do have a good record. The last time these two sides met, Leeds only just beat them 28-24 at Headingley. That was the first time in 8 attempts, I think it was, that they'd beaten Huddersfield. The previous victory for them was back in 2011 when they beat Huddersfield in the playoffs. So Huddersfield really do know how to play against Leeds, don't they? Makes it all the more interesting.
Yeah, it certainly does, and they do. And I mean, that game at Headingley, Leeds absolutely battered Huddersfield for most of the game. And like I say, by the end, there was only 4 points in it. Leeds were hanging on. So, like, see, you get the feeling that that's kind of where the game, this one's going to lie. Obviously, Leeds are 1-2. They've got a poor record against Huddersfield, and obviously they're coming off that defeat last week to Warrington. So, again, you'd think, well, that'd be taking a bit of a risk. So that's where you probably lend to. It's got to be tight, this. Maybe it's even a draw at half-time. I've seen these games being level at half-time before. That might be another way to look.
Yeah, and just a bit of statistics here as well. It's the most prolific attack in the shape of Leeds against the most stringent defence in the shape of Huddersfield. So it's going to be a real war of attrition, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, so we like that bet with the team to win, but the other team to score over 20 points. I think it's 8-1 for Huddersfield to win, but Leeds to score. I mean, this game last year was a 12-all draw. It was a brilliant game. So. Yeah, that was probably one of them games to stay away from that particular market. So, yeah, I think points could be low tonight, definitely.
Could you play the draw at 18s today, for this evening?
You certainly couldn't rule it out, could you? Like I said, just maybe it's a half-time draw. Maybe it's a bit closer. Obviously, the problem with the full-time draw, if it's level in the last couple of minutes, the team start going mad with drop goals, and it's devastating to lose an 18-1 shot with a drop goal. So, but you certainly can't rule the draw out in this one. But maybe it's a half-time draw, like I said. But both, I mean, if Sinfield plays and Brough plays, both teams have got good kickers, so they should, you know, they should, as long as the tries counts level, you'd imagine they'll kick all the kicks, so that could keep the score level at half time too.
Yeah, 10-1 for a draw at half time, so not a bad price at all. Anything else stand out to you in this match?
Well, obviously he's starting to play really well now, and when Huddersfield win, it's tend to be down to Danny Brough. I think man and match punters need to be looking somewhere around him. You'd think that if, like I said, the problem is with the way Sky worked the man of the match, they'd have to win the game. If they lost by 2 points, but Brough was outstanding, they'd still give it to a Leeds player. But yes, I would go somewhere like Brough, man of the match. It's, like I said, he's their standout player. And he was apparently on fire last week at Hull. So I think that'd be somewhere else to look to.
Yeah, he really does pull the strings for Huddersfield when he's on form, doesn't he? So I couldn't put you off that. Best bet in that game?
Well, I'd probably say Brough, man of the match. Like I said, when they've beaten Leeds in the past, it's normally been down to him. He normally kicks teams to death, doesn't he, when he's playing well? So I'd be looking somewhere around there.
Okay. The match on Friday evening is Wigan against Hull KR. Wigan are 1-12. The draw is 33-1, and Hull KR are 6-1. It's Wigan minus 16 on the handicap at 10-11. The handicap tie is 16-1, and Hull KR plus 16, also 10-11. Wigan have kind of turned their season round a little bit now. They're up to third in the league. They did win last week, but they weren't all that impressive, really, were they?
No, not at Wakefield. I mean, I think people were expecting absolute cricket scores. I think we'd mentioned on here last week that we actually said that you want to be looking at getting inside the handicap on Wakefield, and they managed to do that, didn't they? I think we said 16-20, and that came up as well. Now, Wigan's form looks okay now. I mean, the home form looks really solid, but they're still not firing. I mean, six 6-1 for Hull KR. Obviously, they've not won outside the City of Hull this season in Super League. That the only away game they've won was against FC, and obviously Wigan have won all their home games, so the home form does stand out. So you could probably rule the 6-1 for Hull KR out. But I must admit, I really can't see Wigan winning this by three scores. I mean, 16 points. I mean, Hull KR will score tries. They've got Seo on the wing. The two halfbacks are on fire. They've got a brilliant understanding. You definitely think that Hull KR could score four tries. I would certainly be looking at getting inside the 16-point margin for Hull KR.
Anything else stand out to you in here? I mean, the most obvious thing with Wigan in recent weeks has been the try scorers, hasn't it? Back Joe Burgess and Dominic Manfredi. You're going to be somewhere near, going to be near a payout.
Well, yeah, the last three games, one of them scored hat-tricks. Burgess scored a brilliant hat-trick at Wakefield last week. And, I mean, to be honest, if you look back to his best, he started poorly, and he's getting better and better. But obviously the first try scorer lists, they are quite short, them two. And obviously they're quite short for hat-tricks as well, which is understandable. But obviously, you know, you can't see them both scoring a hat-trick, so you'd have to decide which one was more likely to. I'd maybe look at somewhere more like Joel Tompkins. Obviously, with Gellin going off, injured last week, he could well play at centre tomorrow. So he'd be worth a look for the first try scorer. And as we mentioned, this brilliant bet that we keep mentioning, where the team to win, but the other team to score 20 points. Obviously, Wakefield managed that last week against Wigan. Wigan will score tries tomorrow, but so will Hull KR. So I think if you look at Wigan to win the game, but Hull KR to score 20 points, I think that's about 11-4, 3-1. I think that'd probably be my bet of the game, to be honest. I certainly think Hull KR will score points.
Yeah, it is 11-4, and you mentioned in there, I forgot to really mention it at the top of the piece, but it's an important thing. Gelling missing for Wigan, he's had a fantastic season, and it looks like he's done the hamstring, doesn't he? So that'll be a big miss for them, won't it?
It will. You're probably looking at about 6 weeks, and you know the way this system works. Like I say, we mentioned Wigan a third. I mean, you know, they're not far off slipping outside the top four, and once the league splits after 23 games, it's not like the old playoff system where you'd start again. Then it still carry over into the top eight section, where they shoot for the top four places to go into the playoffs. So it could be crucial. To be honest, I think the big player we're going to miss is obviously Captain O'Loughlin. I mean, he started young. He's been bashing into big forwards since he was about 18, 19 years old, so that's going to take its toll. But if they can just manage to patch him up for the latter end of the season, I think Wigan could do well going towards the playoffs. But yeah, Gellin's been superb. I think the Warrington game, he was outstanding. He started him on the wing a few years ago, but obviously now we always thought he was a second row, to be honest, but he seemed to be excelling at centre. And yeah, that's going to be a big loss for Wigan, definitely.
Yeah, a couple of injury worries for them then. What would be your best bet in Friday evening's game?
I would probably say Wigan to win, but Hull KR to score 20 points. If you're looking for a winning margin, I would say somewhere around the 11-15 to Wigan. But a handicap putters would like to, you know, maybe it's a single, or I might lump in a treble. I would definitely favour Hull KR on the handicap. It's getting 16 start.
Yeah. All right. What do you make of the rest of the weekend's action then? We haven't got them priced up just yet, but they will be by this afternoon, I imagine. So any standout bets for the rest of the matches?
Well, like I said, tomorrow morning is a very interesting game on. If people, I'm sure it'll be on Premier, but the Anzac Test in Australia, that's always worth a watch. And you've actually got New Zealand are getting 8 start against the Aussies. Obviously, we'll go back to the Four Nations in October. The Kiwis won both games, didn't they? They won the game in the group stage, and they actually beat them in the final. So, again, they've got a poor record in the Anzac Test, New Zealand. The Aussies obviously seem to do a lot better. I think the Aussies, I mean, obviously the Aussie players, the incentive is obviously State of Origin places are up for grabs, aren't they? That which isn't too far around the corner now. So I probably wouldn't be looking at a New Zealand winning this one at 9-4, but I'd certainly be looking towards getting on New Zealand at +8 on the handicap. The players have got like Tuivasa, Sheck. They can certainly stay inside that. But I'd like to see if you're not working tomorrow, you can tape it out. That'll be well worth the watch. I think Friday we've got that game we just mentioned between Hull and Salford. Obviously, the handicap could be anything, couldn't it, because of the players that Salford are missing. I think that would probably be a game to swerve, if I'm honest. And then Saints-Wakefield. I went to Wakefield last week to watch them play Wigan. I think the pressure's been taken off Wakefield now with the way the coach has gone on about them actually settling for the fact that they're going to be in this middle eight, so they're preparing for that. But they will score plenty of points, so if you can get anywhere around the late 20s, early 30s on the handicap, I'd certainly be siding with Wakefield. I don't think Saints will beat them by that many. They'll beat them, but you know, it'll be somewhere in the late teens, early 20s.
Yeah. Wakefield, there were signs of encouragement for Wakefield last week, weren't there? So I can see where you're coming from there. Obviously, the rest of the games this weekend, we've got some games on Sunday as well. Warrington play host to Widnes, and Castleford play Catalan. Anything stand out to you in either of those two games?
Yeah, I think Widnes have actually got a good record against Warrington. I think they won a few times at the HJ, and obviously they do well against them on the high pitch. But I think Warrington, they look to be back to the best now, don't they? They were very impressive last week, and Widnes haven't won on plastic so far this season. Obviously, we'd need to know where the handicap line went on that one, but you'd like to think that you know, beating Leeds on their own patch, that'll give Warrington loads of confidence. So you'd expect them to win that one quite comfortably. And Catalan, it speaks for itself, doesn't it? They don't travel well, do they? They're away from home, shocking again. And Castleford have started to really play well. They struggled, mind you, last week against the half team that Salford managed to put out. But I think Castleford's home form stands up. So you'd need a big handicap to even think about siding with the French side in that one.
OK, what would be your best bet for the weekend then?
Probably Brough man of the match tonight, or maybe it's a little handicap double tomorrow with Hull KR and New Zealand getting the start.
Fantastic.
That's probably where I'll be looking.
All right, yeah, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, by the way, if anybody wants to tune into Australia against New Zealand. Should be another cracking weekend in the Super League. Thank you very much, Paul, and enjoy it this weekend.
Yeah, and I'll see you next week. Thanks very much, Matt. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.